Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day. One more.
Nolan Arenado, big home run yesterday for Colorado.
He connects on the first pitch to deep left. It is way gone. Nolan Arenado muscles up for the solo home run. 1-0 Colorado.
3-2 from Cook.
Runner moving again, and Storks clobbers down. It's gone.
Right on top.
How cool is that? Now, let me tell you, the game is not on AT&T Sportsnet, which I usually cry about like a baby, but it's on Facebook Live, which I've got an iPhone, and we have Wi-Fi here in this building, and I've got Facebook. So unlike MLB...
You actually have a computer in front of you, too.
I do, yeah. I got a phone, too. You know, that means I can watch this game no matter where I go. If I want to walk slowly to the bathroom, which I... don't really have a choice these days. I walk slowly everywhere. I can take the game right with me. I mean, I love it. You put every game on Facebook Live as far as I'm concerned. Fine by me. My college kid, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, their cable isn't working down there in Arizona, but they don't even care. It's like, game's on Facebook Live because we'll just hook it up to whatever computers we got and it's fine. I don't know who's doing the play-by-play. I mean, that is a weird play-by-play assignment, just doing Facebook Live play-by-play in color. Yeah, they're definitely young guys who are not as experienced as... So let me ask you a question. If the game's not being broadcast on TV, can I just pot up Facebook Live? I mean, can we just broadcast Facebook Live? I mean, I know there's radio restrictions, but can we just broadcast the internet?
Is this a new thing that's...
I've never really heard of it before.
You know, I've been watching people all around town today, and I've been around the town with my son just getting all types of stuff done, and they've had the game up online or some kind of
what
way.
What is wrong with your microphone? You sound like so hollow.
I don't know. I think it's just your earphones. You need better earphones because I think my voice is fine.
I don't know. People just fired up.
What do you think, Big Sexy? My voice sound okay?
That sounds hollow. We've got some issues here in the studio.
You just don't like your earphones. I think
we have broadcasting issues, unfortunately.
But either way it goes, I've been watching people all day, and I had lunch over at Papado's today, and... Certainly, a couple guys had the game on their phone.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And I know, but
I love it.
But you can't really have the game up on your phone in your local market.
What do you mean? Why not?
Because that's not the way it works. You don't get
what
to
are you talking
do,
about? I'm watching it right here. What do you mean?
You have the same. I thought with the.
I'm on Facebook Live. There it is. I'm watching the Rockies.
That's what I'm saying. But you can't do it on your MLB app.
MLB at bat. This is what he's talking about.
Oh, I don't know.
You can't watch Rockies games while they're live on your MLB.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
you can't
watch. This is a special.
You can't watch in-market.
This isn't ML. It's.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So when I saw it, I was like, "What's going on?" So I'm glad to hear that technology is stepping in the place of actual live TV.
It's fine by me. I mean, TV apparently just wants to make itself as irrelevant as humanly possible. Netflix is destroying broadcast TV. Destroying broadcast TV.
Oh, man.
Who would ever sit there and watch a broadcast show on TV when you just watch Netflix?
You mean like for entertainment?
For anything.
For live sports, man, there's no substitution. I mean,
look at this. Facebook Live, it's on my phone.
I know. If that ever happens, that could change the game.
I mean, I understand I can get MLB.com or whatever and pay $25 a month, but this is free right here. This is costing me absolutely nothing. I'm in hog heaven. I love it. Been watching the game all day. Been walking around room to room, doing whatever I want. Well, slowly. I'm not doing anything too fast.
How about DJ LeMahieu last night, bro?
How about DJ LeMahieu?
1-1. Ball hit well to right field. Really well. Way back. A winner. DJ has done it.
Just awesome.
Walk-off bomb. How do you love September now?
I thought they were nice, too, because they brought out the buckets of water to soak them. And instead of just dousing Taylor McGregor, who does a wonderful job, like they just, you know, they just went off to the side and they just doused him. You don't have to get the reporter,
right?
You know, you don't have to destroy the reporter as well.
Would it have been that way if?
Unless it's Spilly, and then you can just throw it right,
right
on Spilly.
Right, if it's Spilly,
no,
you might hit him in the face with a
right,
pie.
Right, be nice to. Yeah, if it's Spilly, it's different.
But it's wonderful, D-Mac, and I'll never forget
this statement. I just knew they were going to win last night.
I didn't.
Oh, man.
When that home run was surrendered in the, what was that, the fourth or fifth? I think it was the fourth inning, and they made it 4-2. I was like,
man. Let me retract. I felt they were going to win in the ninth inning.
Really?
Yeah. I just had a feeling. I just felt like I just believe in this team. And sure enough, Parra hit a scorcher to Goldschmidt. And it wasn't a short hop. It was a in-between hop, and those are the toughest ones. If it's a short hop, Goldschmidt probably makes the play no problem. And he can't charge it. It's just it's an in-between hop. It's really hard play.
No doubt.
And he hit the ball hard. And then Charlie bunted. And, man, I'm going back and forth in my mind. Like, I mean, yeah, I
get
it.
You
want to
take the bat out of Charlie Blackman's hand.
Why? It's just that he's capable of hitting a home run.
Right.
But, you know, I can't have a beef with it because I've argued for the simple bunt so many times.
Moving guys over. You can't have it. You can't make the argument to do it that way.
Well,
you know?
Look at the scenario.
And then when it happens,
right,
you know, be disappointed with it.
The scenario is, here comes DJ LeMahieu. Well, you're certainly not going to walk him, not with one out. You're not going to put the winning run at first base. And then after him is Nolan, and then Trevor. It's
now you're set up.
It's a gauntlet.
Now you're set up. But didn't need to get that far, D-Mac. We didn't need to get that
awesome.
Far.
DJ just, he does what he does. He's a big, tall guy. He got, you know, he went with the pitch. He got under it, put some backspin on that ball, sent it out of the park. Just awesome. I mean, it was just fantastic.
1-1. Ball hit well to right field. Really well. Way back. A winner.
I mean, how exciting. And now they're up 5-1. Freeland is dealing. And they're into the seventh inning. Nolan's got a home run. Story's got another home run.
How about Trevor Story, dude? I'm telling you, something happened with him in June that just changed his life. And for a guy that was batting, I think, just a pinch over 200, he's just turned it on. I mean, this is exciting. I mean, Nolan had his slump there for a while, but he's back. I mean, it just feels like everybody understands the moment. Now, I'll never forget what you said to me. I think it was last week or the week before. You said, this team have special things going on around them. And I was like,
yeah,
but, you know, it's not done yet.
Do they have 40 come from behind wins?
They have 40?
Yeah.
They have 40?
Come from behind wins.
I was looking at the stat sheet for the runs. I think we had today, I think we have like 629 without having to, you know, I have to go and look, maybe more than that today. But I was looking at run production. We're right in line with the other teams are in the playoff run. Pitching is good. ERA, I think, was in line. D-Mac, we have a playoff team.
We have a NL West championship quality team. By the way, my buddy Torrey Humphrey, who's the great head coach out there at Eagle Crest, not all head coaches at Eagle Crest quit. And my guy, Torrey Humphrey.
Oh, you got to be on the high school scene to know that one.
Okay. Just sent me a text saying, isn't it great that two local kids are the stars for this team? Talking about Kyle Freeland and Philip Lindsay. How about that?
Yes.
That's an interesting little deal, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be pretty unique for, you know, any kind of city to have two stars on two different teams.
You know, the best part about
these
guys do well is that we've been seeing them do well since they were kids. And there are a lot of parents around here that have seen them do well since they were 7, 8, 9 years old. To see that picture of Philip Lindsay in a camp from when he was roughly 6th or 7th grade, and then to see him playing for the Broncos now, that is funny. I mean, to me, that is you just that never happens. You know, like I got a chance, and you know, it was just a moment where I almost broke down last year during the Hall of Fame induction, seeing my man Robert Brazil go in, because I remember him coming to my high school and talking to me. And it was so fun to see him there. And then to be able to play in the NFL was great. But then to see him get honored, you know, that's how you become a fan. That's how you become a fan. And, you know, you can become a fan of the Rockies with Freeland and certainly with Philip Lindsay. Certainly you can. I mean, because you've been seeing these guys since they were young, and watching them grow into the person that they have become now has been a pleasure for so many. So this is how you become fanatical about somebody. You know, not because they were just drafted there. You have to have a personal connection, and the personal connection is there.
Yeah, Freeland, Charlie's got the day off, I guess, and Dahl's out at center. He slightly misplayed a ball that bounced off the center field wall. So, runner on third. Freeland's only thrown 81 pitches through 6 1/3, so we won't count our chickens quite yet. I mean, they got a ways to go here in this game. But, you know, that's only the third hit of the day off Freeland. Stupid Diamondbacks. The Rockies are 3.5 up on the Diamondbacks. They win today, they're 4.5 up on the Diamondbacks.
I think with 15 games left or so.
Oh, man. Freeland just gave up a double driving in a run. Maybe I should shut up. But, what the Dodgers got tonight? Let's see. Let's scoreboard watch a little bit here, right?
This makes it so fun. This makes it so fun.
Dodgers are playing in St. Louis tonight. So they got a 4-game set at St. Louis. Good. That sounds tough. And then, okay. All right. So Kyle's getting just tagged up just a tad here. I don't know if I'm allowed, I could pot up my phone and we could hear the middle school play-by-play team of Jimmy and Timmy doing the game here today.
Have you been paying attention at all to the wild card race?
Oh, are they taking Freeland out? Hold on. Ah, they're taking Freeland out. Oh, man. 6 1/3. 6 1/3. 4 hits. 82 pitches.
82?
Leaves the game with a runner on second. Yeah, that's not very much, huh?
Not a lot of work.
I think it's a warm day. What we got for a temperature, by the way?
The high is going to be like 92.
Same amount of 82 pitches. That's it. All right. So Freeland has a, you know, hopefully get credit for the win. Leaves a guy on second base, one out. That's a little bit of a bummer. All right. Now we get down. Now our bullpen. Now we get through it. Now we wrap it up. Oh gosh, who are they even bringing in? You know, there's a bunch of new guys up here, Al. I'm trying to catch up, Big Sexy, with everybody that is on the team here. I don't recognize the new pitcher coming in.
Man, this thing is getting crazy, man. This thing is getting crazy now.
Little dramatic, always a little drama.
These projections out there about what's supposed to happen coming down the stretch does not look good. I'm just telling you that, you know, like Sporting News did this, projections.
Please. All that type of crap.
Right.
Nobody's got the Rockies. Nobody will ever have the Rockies.
No, right. Because they have the Dodgers winning a division.
Everybody thinks
79.62%, playoff odds 86.25%. And then you look at the Rockies, divisional odds of winning 15.87 and a playoff odds 34 .58. Here's the part that I was asking you about, the NL wild card. The Brewers and the Cardinals, man, I mean, it's starting to shape up like we have to win the NL West.
Well, it's been like that for a while. By the way, Yency Almonte in. He's been in the system for a little bit. So he's there. He's here to patch things up a tad. Hey, before we get too deep into this, Big Sexy, did you know that Big Sexy is obsessed with the Hurricane?
I know a lot of people are.
Florence, right? What's the latest on Florence, Big Sexy, as you've been following it all day?
What do you want to know about it? I mean,
I don't know.
It's a hurricane. It's actually lost strength over the past 12, 15
two,
hours.
Right?
It's Category 2. It was Category 4 for a while there.
Okay, good. So it's slowing down.
Slowing down, yeah. It's actually shifted northwest.
Where is it hitting? Like, where is it going to...
It was at the Carolinas, and now it's...
Well, what does that mean, the Carolinas? I mean...
North and South Carolina.
Both equally?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's not that big of an area as far as a hurricane goes.
So what coastal cities are like...
Charleston.
Okay.
Myrtle Beach. Wilmington.
Are you into the hurricane stuff? Are you?
Of course, man. I'm from Houston, so...
Your radar goes up.
Well, of course. I understand what it means. I know what it means to that community.
It hasn't actually made landfall yet, according to the app that I have. It says it's going to be tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., right around Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay. Now, what's already been canceled sports-wise for...
Oh, geez. We have time.
There's tons of stuff.
There was a lot of college football games that were moved up to yesterday, and actually, I think
moved
there was
up to what, to Thursday?
No, Wednesday. There was a game that kicked off last night, Wednesday on ESPN.
Today is Thursday.
Yeah, today is Thursday.
Oh, wow.
We start a whole new week of Pick'em tonight, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Thanks for the reminder.
I'm glad you said something. My goodness.
Golly.
Bet the Stokely and Zach didn't forget it.
No. They were out not here today. They got a little beef going on with Mike Evans. I think it's hysterical.
Why? What happened?
Well, because they're a big D'Angelo Henderson show.
We were, too.
Well, yeah. But we
liked the players.
We were, but we weren't like quite as obsessed as the Zoakley show was about D'Angelo Henderson. Oh, they were obsessed. I mean, they were obsessed.
Not as obsessed as I was with Slaughter.
Maybe more.
No way,
I'm telling
man.
You. They,
no way.
They continue to be obsessed about D'Angelo Henderson. Now, I like D'Angelo Henderson, and I didn't want to see him
cut.
I know,
that was your guy. I thought you liked him, too. I guess you're just not obsessed
with
him.
Wasn't like those guys. And Evans apparently is, they're giving Evans a hard time because Evans has always been a Philip Lindsay guy, I guess.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing's wrong with that. I really don't know exactly what the beef is, but it's kind of just funny to hear. They were just giving Evans a hard time, like, you know, Mike Evans discovered Philip Lindsay in, like, second grade. He had shifty hips. out on, like, the kickball court or whatever it was, something like that.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah. No, it's a funny beef. I always thought that D'Angelo Henderson and Philip Lindsay were competing against each other.
Yeah, you said that was one spot, not two.
Yeah, turned out to be right. I mean, I don't think that was that hard to sort of predict, but, so they just made a decision. You know, they made a decision. And it was never like D'Angelo Henderson or Devontae Booker. It was always D'Angelo Henderson or Philip Lindsay. Always. A credit to Philip Lindsay, by the way. I mean, to beat out draft picks and to, I mean, he's just awesome. He's just awesome. But the Zoakley show will just never get over not having D'Angelo Henderson here, ever.
Mm.
They'll never get over it. When we play the Jets, that's going to be something else. Well, you know, D'Angelo's not on the team yet. He's still on practice squad.
There's some good games this weekend.
By the way.
Some prove-it games out there.
Guess what else I have in common with John Elway?
Talk to me.
Or John Elway has in common with me, more accurately.
Surgery?
2 days after surgery, back at work.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Me and the big guy.
You can go down, you just can't stay down.
I had surgery on Monday, I was back on Wednesday. He had surgery on Tuesday, he's back on Thursday. We just suck it up, John. Me and you, we're together in this, pal.
Oh my goodness. I should text John to see.
We'll show everybody.
If you can do your rehab with him. Well, that would be the funniest.
D-Mac, I will tell you this.
What's that, John?
I always try to get better.
And then when you're done doing that, you can come take my job.
And then I'll be doing what you do, because then you know it all.
Right. the angry John coming out there. Started out the funny John, then he became angry John.
Mm.
So good for John. Hey, tough guy, man. Has the surgery. Sucks it up. By the way, Almonte gave up a double, so now it is 5-3. So the Rockies' 4-run lead has shrunk quickly. And we got out of Vino warming
Look
up.
Look at you. You know, you take all of our emotional moments, you capture them,
yeah,
and replay them out of context all the time. Big
Alfred Williams!
Oh, the Rockies are scraping now.
I mean, you think the Cleveland Browns can beat the New Orleans Saints? I do.
Just tie the Steelers. Why not?
No.
Mm.
Oh, you're making your picks right now?
I'm making my picks.
Everybody stand back.
It's going to be funny when you see my Cleveland Browns beat the Baltimore Ravens tonight.
That's not the game, though.
Oh, that's Cincinnati. Okay.
Yeah.
That's an ugly hell. Maybe Cincinnati has a better chance.
Struggling.
Oh, boy.
No, I just said the Browns are... Okay, this is probably why I can't pick them right. Just right. Gotta get the teams together.
Can't read.
No, you know, the Cleveland Browns on our deal have the same helmet as the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Rockies are up 5-3, and they're hanging on for dear life. Kyle Freeland had a good outing, couldn't quite get out of the seventh inning. Trevor with the home run today, Nolan with the home run. DJ with the walk-off. Oh, Freeland's got a little bit of an injury. Gotcha. That's why he came out of the game. He's got a little calf injury. Oh. Okay, because he had only thrown 82 pitches. Now it makes a little bit more sense. All right. We're with you. We're rolling with you. Another gorgeous day. I hear we're going to rip on John Gruden more. I heard Von Miller talk about Dancing with the Stars for like 10 minutes today. Did we really need him to break down Dancing with the Stars that much today?
You like dancing?
No.
Well, I guess
not really.
You can't appreciate it.
I was the class dancer of 1987, though.
Were you really?
I was.
Were you the prom king?
So we didn't have prom king or queen.
Oh,
you
didn't?
We had class dancer.
Did you have,
Mm-hmm.
Were you the homecoming king?
We didn't have homecoming king. We had class dancer.
You didn't have... Prom king or homecoming king.
We didn't do that. We didn't even have homecoming.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Small school. Big Three is coming up next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three, presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
Story number one, the Broncos are having 13 former players nominated for Pro Football's Hall of Fame. The lead character is Champ Bailey, as it'll be his first time. Bailey is joined by 7 Ring of Famers: Rod Smith, Tom Nalen, Carl Mecklenburg, Steve Atwater, Dennis Smith, John Lynch, Jason Elam, and Dan Reeves. Also, Neil Smith is also a nominee. How many years has Neil been on the initial list, Al? Do you even know?
I think 2 or 3.
2 or 3. Clinton Portis is on there, as are Ty Law and Simeon Rice. I don't even know. When was Simeon Rice on the team? He's there for
Simeon
less than a
Rice?
Year. Yeah. Yep.
I never even remember him being here.
I guess he was at some point.
Mm.
Of all those names.
Those must have been my disgruntled years.
Of all those names, who do you think is the most likely?
Definitely my disgruntled years.
Who do you think is the most likely and perhaps most deserving to make it all the way?
Steve Atwater.
More so than Champ.
I would go Steve Atwater, then Champ. Steve Atwater absolutely changed the game. The big safeties were in.
Does Champ deserve to be a first-time inductee?
Yes. Yes. Yes, he does. But if you ask me, everybody on that list is good. So, but Champ's getting in. Champ's getting in.
Bongos.
Three!
Have you seen any of the news that is coming out of Detroit?
Depends. What news?
The players have said that Matt Patricia worked him too hard during training camp.
That's a riot.
And
that doesn't surprise me at all.
And they don't like how many team rules he's put in place.
Oh,
me.
So give me a team rule that they don't like.
I don't know. I don't know.
What team rule don't they like?
I don't know what the team rules are that they don't like. But
okay.
But apparently,
it's his fault. It's Patricia's fault.
The team said that they were out of gas in week one. And they looked out of, they looked outclassed by the Jets. And this,
that's for sure.
It may be part of his whole deal about remaking the culture around there in Detroit.
Is anybody really on the record with that? Or is this a name source?
Oh, no. They
give
got
me
they,
a give me a name of a player who said something like that. No way.
That's got to be
like an unnamed sort of, you know. I can't imagine any player in the NFL saying something as silly as that.
Well, no player would come out and actually say it.
No.
But there are reports out there, and more than one.
Where are they from? I mean, where are you getting it from?
What reporter?
Yeah, what reports?
Mike Garofalo.
Okay, so he's anonymously reporting that players are feeling gassed and burned out.
That's NFL Network.
Okay.
Do you trust anybody from NFL Network?
Sort of. I mean, that's a bad sign for Detroit. I mean, you're griping about that in week one. You're in trouble. That's the reason? Training camp was too hard, really?
Training camp was hard.
Okay.
And they worked them extremely hard.
Okay.
In training camp.
All right.
They look gassed.
All right.
I'm just letting you know. First-year coach.
Three!
Rockies leading the Diamondbacks 5-3 here, Al. First, do they pick up the win here today?
Hell yeah!
And they just loaded the bases with no outs. Right. Get it going here. We loaded the bases. Matt Holliday just walked, and we got the bases loaded. No outs. Bottom of the seventh.
Oh, here we go.
Correct.
Here we go, baby. You say they. I'm like, who is they? Yes, I like our chances to win. I like them even better right now.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, even a double play gets somebody home.
Bongos.
Three.
You love football.
Sure.
How would you grade the first weekend of football that we just had?
College or pro?
I'm giving it to you as a collective unit.
Strong. Overall, some really fun, exciting college games. And you saw the Aaron Rodgers comeback. You saw a nice win by the Broncos. You saw Darnold's star for the Jets. You saw a weird game, a tie. Shouldn't have a tie, but, you know, strong.
How about this? Would it be even stronger if the NFL season started off with two games on Thursday night rather than Monday night?
That doesn't matter to me.
No?
No, I don't
so
care.
So you like
that.
The opening night to be the team that won the Super Bowl, their showcase on the
Well, that's kind of a different question. Sure. Yeah, I think that's a good tradition. You
okay.
Know? Why?
Okay. No, I'm just asking because, two games on Monday felt like it would have been great to have two games on Thursday.
Frankly, you get these games Thursday, and then there's college games on Friday.
Oh, yeah, we're
Saturday's filled,
we're,
Sunday,
we're
Monday.
We're
I
good.
Mean, you know, you
we're
know.
Good from the day on till Monday night at like midnight.
Yeah.
So we're good. We're good.
Right.
Okay, bongos.
Bongos.
Three!
Alfred, Jalen Ramsey said he'd hit his grandma if she lined up on the field versus him. How do you think, how do you like that? Hitting grandma.
I don't know if I would. I don't think it would be me involved in that conversation with my grandmother.
When you play the game of football, I feel like to respect the game, you have to play it fierce. You got to play it. I don't believe in having friends on the field. Like, I mean, my brother, my dad, my mom, grandma was out there. Like, it's on. Like,
okay.
No way.
You hit grandma.
I wouldn't hit my brother, my mother, nor grandmother. You know, anywhere close to it, I would hit somebody lining up playing for the Raiders.
Bongos. What a stupid thing to say. I'd hit my grandma.
I'm like, man.
I don't care who it is, I'd hit my grandma. Okay.
There's one team that won't be altering their schedule despite Hurricane Florence.
Who's that?
It's the Carolina Panthers. They plan to keep their schedule in place. You know, so...
Well, what is their schedule? Are they have a home game?
I think they're just the practice and everything else, you know, so...
Well, where are they playing? I mean, I could look it up.
Yeah. They're hosting Cincinnati on...
No, they're not. Carolina's at Atlanta.
Atlanta. But they're not going to change their practice schedule or anything else. They just said they...
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, if the storm hasn't hit yet...
You know what you can do? You can get on the airplane and go to Atlanta to practice.
You told me... I just asked you guys about the storm. You said it was going to hit tomorrow.
It's a Category 2. I'm just saying, but what's the... If there
doesn't mean that it's not already raining and everything right now. I'm saying the center of the storm is not going to hit until tomorrow.
All right, so why don't they just leave? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
figure out. Is Charlotte a big target of the hurricane?
It's part of the... It's just outside of
I don't think
area.
You understand how big this hurricane is.
I guess I don't.
How little North Carolina and South Carolina are.
Is this outrageous that they're not leaving to go press Atlanta?
They should leave.
Everybody should leave. I mean, everybody that's in...
The governor of both states told people to evacuate.
Get out. They actually shut down the two lanes of highways that were heading into the state and turned it around and made all lanes of the highway one way.
So are the Panthers being irresponsible here?
I think that it's... I would say yes. It's a Category 2.
When are they leaving right now? When are they leaving?
And they have winds of 105 miles
per hour. Okay, so when are they leaving for Atlanta?
They may leave Saturday is the normal plan.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well,
they're going to leave Saturday. So if it was me, man, I think I would just take precautions. I would have that last Friday practice.
Yeah.
I'd have that practice in Atlanta.
Well, I don't really understand a lot of people that stick around for hurricanes, aside from people who are poor or sick. And if you're poor or sick, I really feel bad for you, because sometimes you're very, very limited in what you can do.
No doubt.
But those who have the means and choose to stay behind...
It's a slow-moving 105-mile-per-hour Category 2 hurricane.
All right, bongos.
Three.
When we come back, the Rockies do have the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh. They're up 5-3. We'll tell you how they're doing on that one. And John Gruden, has destroyed the morale of the Oakland Raiders? I love stories like this. That's next.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a great player. And it's unfortunate we don't have them, but we feel we did the right thing for this football team, for the future of the Raiders, and for this building process. And I know we got to prove it, but so does he.
You think he was drunk when they cut Khalil Mack?
I don't know, man. I think that I got a lot of ideas, but here's what I wanted to talk about.
You think it was like have a fifth of whiskey, clean out the waste baskets, fire Khalil Mack?
Every team has its best player, and when you have a guy that's your best player on your team, and he is widely recognized as the best guy at his position, or at least one of the top two or three at his position, it is so important, D-Mac, that you keep that guy on your team, no matter what it costs, because somebody's got to set a standard. And if nobody sets a standard, then how will you play the right way? How do you know how to play the right way if there is no Jerry Rices? How do you play the right way if there's no Emmitt Smiths? You know, how do you play the right way if there's no John Elways? Everybody needs somebody to at least show them how it's done. And then, you know, how would the Seattle Seahawks look without an Earl Thomas? You know what I mean? You keep that guy in place because that's the standard. And John Gruden got it wrong. He picked a guy, at least the Raiders picked a guy in the top five of an NFL draft, and he set a nice standard for his team. And I heard Vaughn say something yesterday, and he said that I thought Khalil Mack was untradeable. And I was like, you know what? That's a great term to describe how good a player a guy really is. Untradeable. And so I've been thinking about this whole statement about John Gruden. You know, they picked up draft picks and everything. I'm like, well, who sets the standard now for your team? Is it Derek Carr? You said that everything's about the quarterback, but is he your standard? Is he one of the top two or three guys in the NFL at his position? Does he go to work, and is he widely respected and looked upon by his peers as one of the best out there? If the answer is no, you, my friend, you got rid of the wrong guy. So with that being said,
there's,
you know,
an exception to that rule, though.
Go ahead.
It's very odd.
Go ahead.
It's very weird.
Go ahead.
But when you're in the ultimate rebuilding mode, it doesn't matter.
No, standards are always standards.
And you can get rid of
standards are always standards, especially if a guy is 25, 26 years old, D-Mac.
You can get rid of a lot of dead wood.
I hear you, buddy.
If what you're trying to do is build towards 2 years from now. It's weird. I mean, very few teams go through, I mean, hardly anybody goes through what the Raiders are going through.
It's
where
painful,
you just,
man.
You know that you're leaving.
But it's painful. It's painful to pay guys their open market value when you don't have the team in, the team makeup isn't what you hope it would
cash,
be.
Cash is cash. And what you can do in the future when you're a short time team in a place.
Yeah, but the cash is cash now. $60 million were paid now. They don't have to pay that again next year. So the cash is cash now. It's not cash next year, D-Mac, or the
theory,
year after.
Your theory that he's ruining the morale of the team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, most of the team's not going to be around anyways. They're the oldest team in the NFL.
Well, I mean, he made them that way in the offseason by making the acquisitions.
They're loading up with old fellas to reboot for Vegas.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You just don't see it very often.
You don't see it, and the reason that you don't see it is because everybody knows that guy on that team that raises the level of everybody around them. Von Miller just happens to be that guy for us.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think if the Broncos were moving to
Los Angeles?
Fine. The Broncos were moving to Los Angeles in 2 years, they would have done the deal with Von Miller.
You mean this was like 3 years ago?
Yeah, when the Von Miller deal was up.
And you mean, so the option was, hey, the Broncos
in 2 years,
just won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
The Broncos are in the same situation the Raiders are.
No. You want the Broncos in the same situation as the Raiders or with Von Miller?
I'll say it again. If we knew the Broncos were leaving in 2 years,
and Von Miller had just won Super Bowl MVP.
Sure. Would you be doing the Von Miller deal?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
All right. Let's back it up.
How can it be wrong?
Let's back it up.
How could that
ever
be wrong?
Let's back it up. If the Broncos were 5-11 like they were last year, and you knew they were moving in 2 years, and they had just gone 5-11, would you be doing that deal with Von Miller if his contract was up for it?
How has he performed in previous years?
He's really good.
Was he one of the top two or three in his position?
Sure.
Yes, I would.
Even though there were people here at this radio station who advocated trading Von Miller during that time.
I was advocating a change from Von Miller for not his football or money reasons. It was because you didn't know whether or not he was going to straighten up and fly right. And if a guy was in the program and then he got a 4-game suspension and you are worried about him, then yeah, I could see you moving that guy under those conditions.
Who do you think John Gruden's making upset?
Who is he making? He's making Raider fans upset.
Who cares?
I don't care. I don't care about that. But I'm just saying in general.
And why, frankly, here's the weird twist. Why do the Raiders care about Raiders fans?
They don't. I guess they don't.
They don't.
You're right.
So why would you do
the
some
owner
sort
keeps
of
his money?
Why would you do some sort of big, huge deal?
Because I think it's just
with the player that's going to strap you on other things when you have the opportunity to get better for going to a new place. It was the right move.
You're saying because they don't care anything about Oakland.
They don't care anything
and
about
this
Oakland.
This year or next year. I guess if you look at it that way.
They did the right thing. So who cares if Gruden's destroying the morale of the team? It doesn't matter.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. He's fine. He got a 10-year deal.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
They're all in agreement.
If you look at it like that, D-Mac, if the goal is to be ready in 2 years, Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. But in general, man.
You realize, you know, too, the roster is loaded with a bunch of old guys.
Right now, yeah.
They're just going to dump them all. That roster, when they go to Vegas, there'll probably be five guys on that team that are on that team now when they debut in Vegas. Maybe five or six. It's a weird situation.
Oh,
and
man.
It's certainly a situation where the Broncos for the next 2 years need to take advantage of it. And I think they will. I think they're going to win easily on Sunday. And I think they'll, when do the Raiders, when do we go to Oakland? Let's go. We go to Oakland December 24th.
Oh.
Christmas night massacre. Christmas Eve massacre in Oakland.
Nobody's going to be at that game.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of people at that game. They'll be giving
nobody
them,
will be Al, at that game in Oakland just on Christmas
Alfred,
Eve.
They'll just paper the stadium. They'll just
oh,
give
I know
out
that every in, time
in the
I look up there,
free tickets. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you saying that's what they'll do?
Yes, that's what all these struggling
it's a
franchises
Monday night football
do.
Game.
Al, in,
the
in,
last one of the year.
In struggling communities selling tickets, they literally just paper the stadium with free tickets. They'll give away so many free and discounted tickets to that game, it'll be ridiculous.
But hey,
there'll be plenty
Christmas
of people
Eve,
there.
Instead of doing the dinner at grandma's house, you want to go to a Raider game?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
There'll be plenty of people there.
Come on. Hey, instead of us getting together as a family, let's go to the Raider game. Who are they playing? The Broncos? Oh.
It was free. Load up the van. Football at 4 is coming up next.